Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
We're the best, we're the beautiful, we're the only Ghostbusters.
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you today?
Word to the mothership, mother effer.
All right, I don't know what that means.
Nah, but you like it.
I did like it. You're right.
Yeah, I know.
Well done. Well, you guys are listening to the teaser trailer episode, and we're discussing the 1990 Christmas family comedy film, Home Alone. Before we dive into Home Alone, you guys can now support the show by checking out Five Finger Tees. The website's fivefingertees.com. They have a bunch of amazing t-shirts. I'm sure you can grab a pretty cool Home Alone Kevin McAllister shirt over there, or maybe a hoodie. It's the perfect time of year. Use promo code 5OFF at checkout. Save yourself a little cash. And then remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube, pretty much anywhere else you listen to your podcast. JD, let's dive into it, man. What's your first memories of watching Home Alone?
I have this really weird, reserved memory of seeing this movie in theaters.
Wow, okay.
I would have been five. I have this memory of just walking through almost like the theater from Last Action Hero. And with my mother and my older brother, and I want to say my cousins were with me, and okay, we had to go on the balcony of this theater to watch Home Alone, and we loved it.
Question, were you wearing Jordans?
No, obviously not. Lucky if I was wearing shoes.
Okay, second question. Did your mom bring food into the theater?
Yeah, so what my mom used to do is she would do a mix of cans of cola in the jacket pocket.
Well done.
She would pre-pop microwave popcorn and put it in Ziploc bags.
She brought her own popcorn.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Oh, then, that's awesome.
You know, bring your own Twizzlers or M&Ms.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get the candy, but yeah, the popcorn, that threw me for a loop.
The pre-pop popcorn is the thing. That's, my grandma used to do the same.
Wow.
I remember seeing Homeward Bound, future episode, and being handed two Ziploc bags of pre-popped popcorn.
You ate the shit out, didn't you?
I love popcorn.
Okay. Hey, was the theater that you went to, was that a Lowe's theater then?
Dude, I was 5 years old.
Okay. But you're talking about the ones that look like the movie. So it's like a lot of it was like painted gold and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think those are the Lowe's theaters that went out of business. Yeah, because we had one of those, and I remember going to movies, and I was like, oh my God, this place is like a palace. And then it turned into a drug-infested war zone, and then out of business. Here nor there. But, you know, my memory, I'm pretty sure I saw this on VHS first. I think this was a rental movie that I fell in love with right away, just because of this character and what he goes through. And I mean, I think every kid wanted to be Kevin McAllister, didn't they?
Oh, totally.
And then years later, Richie Rich, I'm like, oh my God, he gets to stay home alone. And then he's the richest kid on the planet too, with his own freaking roller coaster. How cool is this Macaulay Culkin guy?
Oh, he's the coolest. He is the other side of the pillow.
Yeah. Yeah. I always really liked Macaulay Culkin. And now he's made so much money, he doesn't have to work. So good for him.
Maybe.
No, I listened to him on Joe Rogan's podcast. He flat out said, yeah, I could never work another day in my life. I'm good.
Yeah, but I think that sort of ignores the fact that nobody's asking him to work.
Yeah, well, that's probably true, too. So, yeah, I think our memories are pretty much the same. I think we watched this around the same time. You just got to go to the theater. Son of a bitch. But I did have my Jordans, though. So I got that on you. All right, let's jump into the trailer and pull it up on YouTube here. We're going to type in Home Alone original trailer. You'll be looking for the one titled Home Alone 1990 trailer number one. Movie clips, classic trailers. It has 172,000 views. I'll give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown, and we will watch this thing together. JD, are you ready?
Got my pants on and my swerve on. Let's rock.
Here we go. So let's go. 3, 2, 1 click.
Where are you going? We're going to miss the plane.
When the McAllister family left on their Christmas vacation.
Did we miss the plane? No, you just made it.
Yeah!
They forgot one small thing.
Have yourself.
I have a terrible feeling.
Did you lock up?
Let yourself be light.
Do we set the timers on the lights?
Mm-hmm. What else could we be forgetting?
Our troubles will be ours.
Kevin!
Home Alone.
Police in the northern suburbs are on the lookout for a pair of burglars who are calling themselves the Wet Bandits.
You nodded your ringer.
It's Santa Claus. And it's Elf.
Get off my property.
This is my house. I have to defend it.
Where's your mother?
My mom's in the car.
Where's your father?
He's at work.
What about your brothers and sisters?
I'm an only child.
Where do you live?
He'll tell you that.
Why not?
Because you're a stranger.
He's a kid. I mean, what can a kid do to us?
Kids are stupid. I know I was.
You still are, Marv.
This is it.
I don't care if I have to get out on your runway and hitchhike.
I am going to get home to my son.
Shoes off.
I'm dressed like a chicken.
Gus Polinski, Polka King of the Midwest. If you have to get to Chicago, we'll gladly drive you.
Hey, guys.
Yesterday, he was just a kid. But tonight, he's a home security system.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
From John Hughes.
You know, I got a feeling this is going to be your best Christmas ever.
A family comedy without the family. Home Alone.
Are you here all alone?
I'm 8 years old. You think I'd be here alone? I don't think so.
Directed by Chris Columbus, coming November 16th.
All right, JD, start us off. What do you think of the trailer?
Perfect. Yes. Love it through and through. Everything about it, from the music to the scenes that they select, it's just right on. It's just a fantastic trailer. It captures both the spirit of the movie and the spirit of the season. It comes out November 16th, so we're pre-Thanksgiving. Everything about this is just home run.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think they do a good job of like weaving in and out, not giving away a lot, but showing a lot of cool cameos. We got John Candy in there. We got Catherine O'Hara with her, Kevin! Just Marv. Just we got all the guys, and this, I think this does a good job of getting you excited about this movie. Get you to go buy that ticket and bring your own popcorn to the theater. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
By the way, as we were watching it, I was Googling if you can buy little Nero outfits from the pizza delivery guy. You sure can. You can pick up a shirt for like $20 on eBay. I'm gonna have to get that for the holidays. Would you wear a shirt or a hat?
I'm a shirtman.
Sure.
I take my hats very, very, has to be a very specific hat.
Oh, yeah. I know what kind of hat you're talking about. You're one of those guys. You got your scarf. You got your, like, little fedora on. I hear you.
Okay. Whoa. Fedora? How long have we known one another? And you're going to throw down an accusation like that? Audience, please. JD does not wear a fedora. Maybe a baseball cap, maybe a winter cap, but a fedora? I think I'm going to quit this podcast, you son of a gun.
No, you're not.
No,
You're staying right here. Let's get into the box office numbers. This movie did amazing. I'll just start off by saying that. It debuted November 16th, 1990, distributed by Fox, runtime of 105 minutes, production budget $18 million. Opening weekend, Home Alone was number one in America, beating out a very well-known franchise, which we'll talk about in a second, and they brought in $17 million opening weekend. In week number two, they repeated as number one and brought in even more dough, $21 million in week two, bringing their 10-day total to over $48 million. JD, thoughts on the first 10 days?
No surprise, this movie was well-timed, well-acted, well-created, and obviously the schoolyard effect just took control. Like, this is the perfect movie for the time that it came out.
100%. They would actually stay number one at the box office for 12 straight weeks, all the way to February. And they would stay inside the top 10 for 23 weeks. Domestically, the film grossed $285,761,240, and then brought in another $190 million internationally, making their worldwide total $476,684,675 on an $18 million budget. It was the highest grossing movie of 1990, beating out second place, which was Ghost, very good movie in its own right, by over $70 million was the closest movie. So, JD, thoughts on the box office numbers there?
That is a lot of cheddar.
Yeah, it is. That's a lot of cheese pizza. But don't eat it. Don't eat it, Buzz. Because if you do, you're going to have to throw it up. Now, let's get into a top 10 list. November 16th, 1990. Again, Home Alone was number one. I mentioned it beat out a well-known franchise. Just covered the original in our archives. The newest movie is in theaters right now, Creed 2. Rocky 4 came in second place to Home Alone, bringing in $14 million. Child's Play 2, of course, Child's Play is in our archives, was in their second week in theaters. They came in number three. The Rescuers Down Under was number four. Ghost, number five in week 19. They were still chugging along. Number six, Jacob's Ladder. Number seven, Reversal of Fortune. Number eight, Sibling Rivalry. Number nine, White Palace. And number 10, Quigley Down Under. JD, what's with all these Down Under movies?
Apparently that was a big thing to be had back then.
Yeah. Pretty good list here. I mean, one the five. I mean, Rescued Down Under. That was a great movie for young kids. You remember that one at all?
I do. That was a great movie. I loved that movie as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we used to watch that all the time when, like, you'd have a substitute teacher at school. They're like, it's a movie, damn. Like, don't say Rescuers Down Under or Fern Gully. Please, God. It's Rescuers Down Under. God damn it.
No, I remember Fern Gully always being played, and then Donald Duck in Mathematics Land also being a regular. Yeah, I went there. Oh, man. You remember that one?
Yes, I do. So, yeah, we've got, you know, Rocky IV. Of course, that's when he battles Ivan Drago.
Again, Ivan Drago.
It's interesting that we have this just on the heels of that movie being released and the return of Ivan Drago and his son to the franchise, which this is going to come out in a couple weeks. We're recording a little early. So I still haven't watched the movie, unfortunately. But to think, Rocky IV does $40 million, Home Alone does $285. Well done, John Hughes and Chris Columbus. Now, let's get into the critic and audience response. We'll use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge. JD, how do you think the critics received Home Alone?
So I'm a little worried about the critic response for this because it is a kids movie. It is a Christmas movie. We have Macaulay Culkin, and he's supported by a decent cast of people. I feel that the critics probably looked upon this movie and thought, I'm not a kid, I can't relate. So I want to say that there was some negativity to it, and that, you know, leads to the fact that that's before the cult following or the schoolyard effect really came into place. The number that popped into my head is, boom, 63.
Okay, 63. That's a very good guess. They actually came in at 62%.
Boom.
Yeah.
I felt it.
Well played. Audience response was 79.
I would have thought audience response would have been higher.
Yeah. I would have thought that too, but I think there's enough people that just don't like Christmas movies where I don't know if you're ever going to find like a 95. Some people just don't dig that genre.
This is Home Alone. This is Christmas. Who are these people?
Yeah, I don't know, man, but let's hear from a couple of the critics here. I mean, this is pretty mixed. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times gave the film 2.5 out of 4 stars and says, if Home Alone had limited itself to the things that might possibly happen to a forgotten 8-year-old, I think I would have liked it more. What do you think about that, Jay? I don't like that.
It seems very dismissive.
Right. Like, I mean, what would have really happened in real life is the parents would have never lost him in the first place. And if they did, they would have noticed before they got to the airport and came back and got him.
And the cops would have done much more than just that lazy attempt of knocking on the door. And be like, hey, nobody's home.
Oh, nobody's in here. And then, like, just the way they answered it, they're like, got a hyper on too. Oh, yeah, it's you again, ma'am. Oh, yeah, we'll go check on your son. No, they'd be like, holy shit, we've got an 8-year-old home alone. Get over there, stat.
Yeah, but again, you're responding to 2018. 1990, that's true. Much different. And we touched on this in the previous episode when we were talking about being left alone for the first time or being home alone. And you mentioned you and your sister were often left. Alone.
Yeah.
Right.
My parents would go out to dinner or maybe they want to go spend the night at like the casino or something. They'd be like, we'll be home later.
How old
kill
were
each
you?
Other. Right. I don't know, like 8, 10. She would have been like 12, 13.
Oh, see, yeah, so that's absolutely fine.
Different times. Jeannie Cooper of the Washington Post said, this holiday contender from John Hughes is too crass, too loud, and too violent to be added blithely to Christmas viewing traditions, but it's funny. What do you think about that?
Ooh, I would love to hear her response now.
Right.
Too crass for Christmas tradition? Like, this is like the go-to movie for Christmas tradition.
I know. I mean, really, all the reviews were kind of, they were all right, but I mean, a lot of them were negative or had some type of negative connotation. I don't know where that comes from. They definitely missed the boat here, I think, on what they were going for. I also think at this point, critics were starting to pan a lot of John Hughes stuff because they felt like it was getting repetitive. I think this is kind of the beginning of him kind of taking a step back, getting tired of the criticism, and then eventually completely leaving the limelight and becoming a recluse.
So, that's an interesting point.
Yeah. Damn the critics for doing that to him, if that's what happened. Now, we're going to be back with the full episode here in a couple days. I know we talked about this on the last episode, but JD, anything else now that you've watched the trailer? Is there something different that you're excited about with Home Alone?
No, I hate that the freaking critics responded so negatively. And obviously, my prediction was that they would come down with a iron hammer upon this movie, but I'm super excited about one watching this movie. I'm gonna order a cheese pizza for myself and eat it all by myself.
And then I'm gonna pump your guts full of lead. 1, 2, 10.
Love it. No, this is a fantastic movie. This is literally one, along with Scrooge and probably Christmas Vacation and Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Those are my four. That's my setup of have to watch every December. So I'm super excited. Critics be damned.
This will catch me a little hate. I know we covered it last week. Scrooge is not in my top four. It's actually replaced by the Santa Claus. Sorry. I know. I can almost hear your eyes staring a hole through
me. No, it's just...
Because you hate Charlie. You just hate that little bastard.
I hate Charlie. It's just so awful. All Charlies are awful.
But yes, in our archives, check it out. It was a good episode last year. We are still trying to decide what we're going to be back with next week. Hopefully we'll have some more news on that for you. We don't know if we're going to do another movie or if we're going to do something more themed. But rest assured, more episodes are coming to finish up the year. And we've got some stuff that we're planning out. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. Rate, review, subscribe. We're on social media at Back in Time Pod. And it's time to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, return back to present day. We'll be back with the full review in a couple days. See ya.
Booyah.